switching and running as Democrats.
Don't give away our plan, Justin.
How about the reverse?
Democrats running as Republicans? To what purpose? To undermine the party?
To build the
party up? Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be welcome, of course. Is that something you're considering?
Just ask the question. Yes.
Okay. Redirect it.
Okay. The first part of the question.
Do you think it's a problem that there's such monopartisanism in, I don't know if that's a word, in Rhode Island?
Lack of balance
in the legislature.
I think at the council levels around the state, there's a little more, not as much as maybe you'd like to see in either place, but you can look at city councils, probably Warwick South, and you'll see some Republican representation, if not a balanced situation. But in the legislature, maybe it's because the unions really set their sights on getting candidates that will sympathize with their positions to run, because that's where their bread is buttered for the most part. And for the last, whatever it's been, number of decades, they've been showing up at the game and playing it pretty well. But we need more balance, no doubt about it. But I think there's two sides to that. Mm-hmm. I think that on the Republican side, there's a whole structure there that's sitting there for involvement, like focus people.
So you're saying the structure exists, needs to be filled. Mm-hmm.
I think nationally right now the Republican brand is not as strong as you'd like it, but that doesn't mean that it can't be established in a way that would be acceptable here.
A moderate version, is that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you'd have to decide what your motivation or your goals are going to be.
What flag you want to carry.
And outline. I don't think you want to lead with the same sex. Those issues are polarizing, and you're going to have people on the extremes fighting on either side of those, whereas most Rhode Islanders, I think, are a different place and not waking up every one morning.